Welcome back. You are listening to Sabah and Muslim on Radio Islam International. COVID-19 did not only force the world to change their hygienic habits, it also negatively impacted on distinguishing between friend and foe. The main reason for the struggle is the fact that our faces are obscured by the compulsory face masks. A South African scientist has now made a world-first technological breakthrough in developing a facial recognition technology prototype, which is able to recognize human faces through face masks. Joining us on the line, we have the scientist Ismail Mziza. Ismail, we thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Morning, Sulwan. Morning to your listeners at home. And thank you very much for inviting us to this discussion.
So what gave you the idea in the first place?
Well, the idea to study the concept of facial obscurity was introduced by the novel coronavirus pandemic that shocked the world sometime in April, May this year, where everybody was expected to walk around wearing masks as one of the preventative measures against the contracting the virus. So what that meant is that biometric modalities such as fingerprint recognition, where there is contact, physical contact, started losing popularity. And then one of the second most accurate modalities when it comes to biometric recognition is something like face. Now you have to abandon fingerprint recognition and start using face. But then the challenge is that people are now expected to walk around wearing face masks. So that essentially is what inspired us focusing on this interesting dynamic of facial recognition.
Interesting indeed. Now, in layman's terms, explain to us how this prototype that you've developed will work. How will it be able to recognize human faces through face masks?
It's not really recognition through face masks. It's now a matter of focusing on the facial landmarks that are exposed, that are left exposed by the face mask. You remember that the conventional facial recognition system focuses on the entire face in terms of the facial landmarks, from the area above the eyes, that is around the forehead of a human face, all the way down to the area around the chin. So the wearing of COVID-19 face masks now forces what you may refer to as the new norm in terms of facial recognition, where we have now to build a system that only focuses on even less than half of the facial landmarks exposed, because a COVID-19 face mask only leaves out the forehead, the eyebrows, and the eyes exposed, and then everything else is obscured. So you need a very intelligent system, which is why we had to come up with a sort of a unique blend of conventional image processing techniques and artificial intelligence, which is one of the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution.
So how soon will this be on the market? I mean, how soon could we see something like this at an airport, where when they want to identify you, you don't have to remove your mask?
Well, that depends on how fast, let's say, original equipment manufacturers absorb or consume a technology such as this one. In the biometric recognition space, there is what you may refer to as a value chain, and you cannot occupy the entire value chain. What we refer to as ourselves, algorithm developers. We develop algorithms, and then we demonstrate the concept through a prototype, and then we go to market. We sell it not to the end user, but we sell the algorithm or algorithms to original equipment manufacturers such as, say, GEM, NEC, and others. And then they get integrators involved to sort of integrate the algorithms that we have built into their existing systems if there's there is a need. And then that is when you get, resellers that sell to the end users. And then eventually that's when people start seeing it at the airport and so on. So it is up to the other players within the value chain to absorb a prototype such as this one and then integrate it into their existing systems and build real applications out of that.
What's the feedback been like so far since you've developed this prototype?
Well, we disseminated this message officially yesterday. Before we started working on this technology sometime around May, June. And before we started, we engaged with the original equipment manufacturers like Suprema from South Korea. They actually expressed a lot of interest in that. They actually wanted to have a meeting at that point in time, but I was like, no, I don't want to come to you and say this is what I intend doing. I want to do it and then come to you and say this is what I have done. So I believe that now it's time to sit down and have that conversation, and we anticipate a lot of positive feedback.
All right. Ishmael, congratulations to you. Well done, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. No problem, and thank you very much for having us.